Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born in New York City and raised in New Jersey, our next guest is a board-certified plastic surgeon who is the medical director for the Dr. Q Plastic Surgery Clinic in Palm Desert, California, as well as being one of the stars of the new season of the E-Network series, Dr. 90210, which has its season debut tonight. Please welcome Dr. Suzanne Court.
Dr. Q, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
2020, Doc. 2020. You know, it's so weird because you guys were all but shut down. I was talking to Jake about this. I have friends who do elective surgery. And, you know, when COVID first hit, you guys went to kind of zero. And then once they released everything, I guess it just went insane because everybody's got time to heal up.
Yeah, you know, that's a very interesting point. I thought when COVID hit, you know, we shut our doors. I thought, oh, gosh, and no one's going to want to do plastic surgery. And I think you're right. And I think, you know, what I've heard is that people go on Zoom meetings and look at themselves and go, oh, geez, I need to get that fixed.
Fact.
That hugged.
Fact.
And I know with social media, you know, people taking selfies and everything, they want to look good. But I think the other thing is, like, now people want to go on job interviews. I'll have patients say, you know what? I'm still in the market. I'm applying for a new job. I want to look fresh. I want to look great. And you're right. The biggest thing is the downtime, right? We can never get time to take off work to get things done. So probably people are like, well, it's now or never, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you look like a car accident if you get your eyes done. I have friends who've done it, and you're like, what happened? You get beat up? Because, you know, a lot of times I'll end up with big black eyes, big hematomas around them. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of bruising and swelling. I'm very diligent about telling my patients to stop all kinds of blood thinners. A lot of people don't know fish oil is a blood thinner, a lot of supplements, pre-workout drinks. So we give them a whole list and try to minimize all
nice.
That.
So what do you, because there's facelifts, eyes, breasts, obviously, but Botox is super popular, lipo also. We talked about third nipple removal. We have a friend of the show called Mr. Nipples who has four nipples in what they call the milk line, and his son has the same thing, uh-huh. and they're completely formed.
You know what? That's actually more common than you'd think, and the fact that you know somebody, that's interesting because that's a condition called polycelia where you have, just like you said, you have extra nipples along the milk line. You'll see on the show I take care of a lady who had a third breast under her armpit. And that's what's called polymastia. So, yeah, a lot of people have congenital things, and they'll think it's a mole or something, or just know it's not normal, but not really know what it is. So I'm hoping, like, you know, we bring a lot of awareness to it. Because, you know, people ask me, what's my specialty? And I'll just tell them, you know, I do it all, from the snooter to the cooter.
Doc, if you're not married, let me just throw my hat in the ring now. From the snooter to the cooter. Now you're my favorite. Like before, I just liked you. Now you're at the very top of everything. What? Tell me something. Because obviously you're great at what you do. Why is it you see a star, a celebrity, and you go, Jesus Christ, that looks terrible. You know, Kenny Rogers, before he passed away, God rest his soul. But there are certain plastics. Mickey Rourke, you go, God damn, that's terrible.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. What I tell my patients is, you only notice bad plastic surgery,
right.
And unfortunately, it can still occur. On men, I'm very conservative, especially with upper eyelids, meaning you want them to have a little, you want them to look fresher but distinguished, so you don't want to pull them too tight the way, you know, maybe a woman who wants her eye makeup to go on flawlessly. You have to know the different aesthetics for men and women. But I say what you don't notice is the good plastic surgery, because they're walking around and you just say, wow, they look really great.
Yeah.
And you don't even notice it.
What if a guy wants to look younger, like let's say a regular guy, what do you do?
Well, now a lot of younger patients, men and female, I mean, men and women are coming in for Botox. And, you know, Botox, when it first came out, was a thing kind of for middle-aged women. But, you know, now you got guys coming in. They don't even want the wrinkles to form. So they're starting, you know, before they even get wrinkles, as a preventative thing. And people are coming in taking better care of their skin because they realize that, you know, the skin you're in, that's the first thing people see oftentimes. So, you know, they're taking better care of their skin, staying out of the sun, using sunscreen. I mean, totally opposite. I grew up in the 80s. And do you remember those sun reflectors, those silver things?
Oh, are you kidding me? I work.
You get orange enough.
Yeah. Nikki, who works at Nikki, I'm on her all the time about sunscreen because she'll lay in this. She wants nothing. I'm like, melanoma is going to take you, Nick.
I go twice a year to be checked. But yeah, I'm with you.
There you go. Good girl. You know what? I love the sun. So I just tell people, look, you got to live and you got to do what you enjoy. So just take care of yourself. Get checked out. Have a good derm. Do sunscreen. You know, but you can still enjoy the feel of the sun, because I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. I just love the beach and how the sun feels.
Now, can you just give me a whole new face so I'm just better looking, period?
Well, do you even need it? I'm sure you look fantastic.
Yes, I do. I want an entire new face. I don't want to look like me.
The reason I love radio, number one, I grew up on it. I mean, before all this streaming stuff happened. And number two, I got the perfect face for radio.
I'm looking at a picture of you. You're beautiful. I'm looking at a picture. Look at her, by the way.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, you're sweet. Oh, yeah. You guys are my new best friend.
From the snooter to the cooter. Tell me this.
I always say flattery will get you everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't threaten me with a good time. So tell me something about the vaginal rejuvenation. Could, like, let's say I meet a girl and she's had it done. Would there be any way for me to tell anything had gone on?
Nope. The scars heal. It truly is an area, like mucosal surfaces. So what am I talking about? Like areas like the mouth or in that area, they heal up without any scars. So you might notice if they didn't have it done.
Right.
But you won't notice if they did have it done.
And what do you think? What's the most sought after? Is it breast enhancement?
So I always say it really depends on the age of the patient and what they want to come in. So for younger girls, let's say, or women, they save up because they do want to get their breasts augmented. But then, you know, after women have had a couple kids, I've been known to do something called the mommy makeovers, where we combine things like breast and tummy surgery to either bring them back to what they used to look like, and sometimes they look even better.
Yeah.
And then as we get older, it's more of the facelifts, eyelids, laser, and things like that.
They're giving me the wrap-up. But, man, look, Doc, listen, let's all stay in contact, because a lot of times we'll have questions about plastic surgery. And I'll get Jake to get your number from Rommelfanger and everybody, and we'll see if we can stay in touch, because, man, I think you'd be great at this. Dr. 90210, starting tonight, 9 o'clock, Kansas City on E, all new season, Dr. Suzanne Q or Q, Dr. Quart, anytime. I'd love to have you back.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. This was fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Stay right there. Hold on. I like her.
Oh, she's a pistol.
By the way, she's hot as balls. I don't know how old she is. I know her voice sounds a little older.
Okay.
But that chick is hot.
That's exactly, until you flash the picture up at me, I'm like, oh, that's not who I was expecting.
That's her.
Of course they don't give any age on like any of her information, so I don't know how old she is.
She said I was a child of the 80s.
I know, and you're like.
I mean, she's 50.
50-something, yeah.
Yeah. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
She does everything from the snooter to the coon.
She's not what I expected.
I'm like,
fantastic.
We're in. I'm in. You're in. We're in. Let's you and me. Let's have snooter to the coon. I fucking love you. I'm going to try to see a Dr. Quart.
God, that's... You pray to have a doctor like that.
From the front socket to the chocolate pocket.
Yeah, right? From the socket to the pocket. I'm trying to see another picture, because that's just her
pose. Yeah, I saw another picture.
She does look... She looks good, man. She's definitely, you know...
I think she is married. I saw a picture of her on
the course. She
dude.
Is.
Yeah.
She's
you
a
think
rich
that's roaming around alone.
She's a rich doctor in Los Angeles on a television show that does surgery.
She's like the queen of surgery in Palm Desert, California, where nobody has any money.
No, she's hot as balls. She's really great.
Permanent eyebrows.
What would you get done? Would you do anything?
Not permanent eyebrows.
No, no. Would you do anything?
I'd go more of the injection.
You know, Sassy did permanent eyebrows. I had him tattoo. It was a gift from Eric's ex, where they tattoo it on. Mm-hmm. And it looks really nice. It looks really good.
I don't think I've ever noticed it in that.
No, you can't tell. Like you can't tell. It just looks like she's always got dark.
It goes within the hair. Do they take?
Oh yeah, yeah. No. It's just you can't. Look, I've stared at it. Yeah. You can't tell. Like I'm like, yep, I can't see a thing. Shift. I'm like, sure they did that? Is that real? But you know, I had another question, but we had to wrap up. I was like, what do you? Because you do follow ups, obviously. Mm-hmm. When chicks get a bunch of work done, what's the percentage that immediately leave? And it's got to be half.
Yeah, at
minimum
least.
Of half.
Oh,
every time I see a wife, I like Big E, I told him it was sad. I felt bad. I just joke because. As soon as the kids were out, had the mommy makeover, the whole thing, I go, yep. Oh, this is over. And he's like, shut up. And I go, okay.
Three, two, one.
Yep.
I'd say the common story is, I'm sad. I want to look better. And then they look great and feel good about themselves and go, I don't need you anymore.
Oh, I think it was. Yeah. I don't think she needed to feel better.
Yeah.
She was just like, I'm going back on the market. Yeah. I mean, like, it was just, let's go ahead and shine the tires and get a new paint job.
Need to tune up.
Check this upholstery. We're going out. it is what it is. Mm-hmm. What would you wouldn't do anything?
I would do more of like the Botox and fillers and stuff.
I don't think I'd do that. I don't care about wrinkles per se. I'd like to do that chemical peel just to take the bunk skin off my face. Not that it, looks super, I don't know, does it?
It looks amazing.
Shut up, Dick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.